This show is not for the easily offended. So if you are easily offended, go listen to something else.
Hello and welcome to Noise Box. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Noise Box can be found at noisebox.com. Box is spelled with two X's. You can contact me by sending me an email to Derek, D-E-R-E-K, at deliberatenoise.com, or you can call the audio comment line at 734-331-0772. I'm tired. It's really weird, but since the middle of December, and it is now, January 9th, the kids have been off of school. And so when the kids are off school, they stay up late. When they stay up late, I can't sleep because I worry about them. So I stay up late. But my dogs don't know anything about vacation, so they get up at the same time. And since no one else in the house can seem to hear them, I get up with the dogs and feed the cats, and then by that time, I'm up, you know, just straight up. So I'm tired. The kids haven't been back to school lately because of the cold weather. And not just because it's cold, but because it is dangerously health-threateningly cold. So, I can always tell when I'm getting real sleepy because, you know, I'll wake up at all times of night and I will have a bunch of things that just go through my head that make absolutely no sense. Like this morning, I was scared what happened to Steven in case of some sort of, in case he ends up in some sort of post-apocalyptic society, you know, if something happens to me, and even if something doesn't happen to me, right, how are we going to survive? He does not like to go outside, and with no electricity and no modern conveniences, he'd be lost, you know, and so this is what's going through my head, and so I brought it up to him this morning, and I was like, you know, how would you survive an apocalypse, right? And he was like, I wouldn't want to. Makes sense, because that's my whole outlook on life. You know, if there's a zombie apocalypse, just get it over with. You know, just here, bite this arm, let's get it over with, you know. If there's some sort of alien invasion, right, what the fuck am I going to do, shoot somebody? I don't even know where to shoot an alien. You know, I could sit there and shoot them, boom, 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 center mass if I'm lucky. And that could be their equivalent of their foot. You know, where vital organ-wise, I mean. You know, yeah, I know, they have, like, blood vessels going through feet. But you know what I mean. I mean, it's like, oh, okay, you hit me in the chest. Here, somebody give me a Band-Aid or I can patch it up. You know? And then I was thinking about TV shows and how TV shows have this warped sense of reality. Now, because if you notice, whenever somebody goes to work on a TV show, they always end up falling in love with somebody at work. And it's just like, wow, that's really a fucked up thing to think about. You know, and somebody, if it's about a married couple, the woman is cheating with somebody at work, or the husband thinks he's cheating, or vice versa. And I'm thinking about people who watch this type of shit, who think, okay, I go to work, I'm going to find my soulmate. And then they see somebody you're attracted to, and the next thing you know, they're sitting up there fucking sexually harassing this poor person, this poor guy or poor girl, you know? I mean, and both of them, because the guy's like, oh, wow, all this time I thought that just because I like somebody at work, they'll like me too after a while, you know? Because that whole, I don't know. That's just the type of shit that my whole mindset goes through. And after that, it got really weird. Just like I said, just going through my head, it goes from TV shows, sitcoms, will they or won't they, to sexual harassment, to, you know, you shouldn't really, you know, I remember saying to myself, you know what, I don't think I've ever sent a dick pic to anybody. And then I'm thinking, no, you know what? I've never actually taken a dick pic. And I'm sitting here thinking, should I take a dick pic? And that's when I'm like, wow, I need some fucking sleep. Because nobody wants to see somebody else's dick. You know, unless you're like intimately familiar with it, nobody wants to see it. Even if you already still don't want to see that shit. And you may be thinking, wow, this is talk coming from somebody who is, I don't know. I just know I'm tired. And I still have another 4 hours of work. And I think I got a meeting. Yeah, I got a meeting coming up. Oh, I need some sleep.